Okay. As a start, I want to show you some picture and I want you to tell me kung ano yung comment niyo sa picture na to. And sabihin niyo sa akin, ano kayang relationship nitong dalawang tao na to as you look at the pictures I'm gonna show you. Can you show the first picture? Ano kaya sila? Magtatay? Oh, next picture. Magtatay kaya sila? Oh, nga. Next picture. Ayan. Oh, magtatay talaga, no? Next picture. Ayan, magtatay nga, ayan. Ibang girls, oh. Next picture. Patay. Solida. How many of you here will say yung picture na yun, magtatay yung mga yon? Paano kayo nakasiguro magtatay? Ha? Alam niyo paano ako nakasiguro? Ginugel niyo like father, like son. Yun yung mga lobas na picture. You know, the reason I show you that picture because it tells something about us. There was a moment in our lives when we were a kid, nung bata pa tayo, na somehow, nangarap tayo sana katulad ako ng tatay ko. Tama ba yun? Diba? No matter kung ano yung situation mo ngayon, pero nung bata ka, siguro mga 3, 4, 5, 6, believe na believe ka sa tatay mo, di ba? Tama? Parang yung tatay mo, siya yung pinakamalakas, pinakagwapo, pinakamagaling, parang lahat kaya nang gawin ng tatay mo. Tama ba yun? Tama? There were times in your life na sobrang believe na believe ka sa tatay mo and you wanna be just like your dad. And yung mga picture na yun, yun yung siguro epekto na gusto nila maging daddy, maging katulad na nila. And sometimes, naging extreme siya. And you know, the reason I'm saying that is because nung tumanda na tayo, nung naging high school na tayo, or medyo nagkaisip na tayo, and nakita natin yung tatay natin, hindi masyadong magandang good example, parang ayaw mo na maging tatay mo. Or for some reason, may mga bagay na mas naging importante at mas naging prioridad sa'yo. That's why, parang niisip mo, parang hindi mo na binavalue yung relationship mo sa father mo. And I wanna show you this video. And this video talks about, you know, a heart of a girl, of a lady who is longing for a father. And I believe every one of us here, okay, there's a hole in our heart that we want to say, God, I want you to become my father. Because no matter how good our earthly father, there's still a hole in our heart that says, I want God to be my father. Can we just show this video?
I spent 8 years of my life without a father. Because he was in Saipan, and we were here in the Philippines. I knew that there was something missing. Like, there was a hole inside my heart that only a father could fill. And then he came back and brought us to Australia to become whole. Para maging isang pamilya kami. But I was still looking for something. One day, nagkaroon ng Bible study sa bahay. Sabi ko, ito na yun. Ito na talaga yun. I accepted Christ as my Savior. I accepted Christ as my Savior. The brokenness inside of me was instantly filled. I knew that it wasn't just a father I was looking for. I was in fact longing for my Father in heaven. I was just looking for a relationship with my dad. Tapos higit pa yung nakuha ko doon. I even now have a relationship with God. And now, I am complete. And this is my story.
You know, when I first saw that video, my eyes got sweaty. Kasi, you know, men, we don't cry. We just sweat in our eyes, you know. Hindi kami umiyak, pinagpapawisan lang yung mata namin. And what Pam said on that video, she said that there was a hole in my heart. I was looking for something more. Do you know that before you became a son or a daughter of your earthly father, your natural father, your biological father, you were first a son and a daughter of the living God. But the problem is, though you are first a son of a living God, meron tayong sin sa buhay natin nung pinanganak tayo. That's why we talked about last week, okay, you are no longer condemned because Jesus Christ came and took that curse from us. But the point is, there's a hole in our heart that we long for God to father us. And when we think about that, and we think about our earthly relationships with our dads, somehow our view of our Heavenly Father is directly, how will I say it? Directly proportion how you view your earthly father. Merong relation yon. And sometimes, hindi natin makita si God as our father because the earthly father that we have are sometimes imperfect, absentee, and some of you guys were abandoned. You know, when Pam was sharing that, I kind of relate with her. She grew up 8 years without a dad. I grew for about 16 years without a dad. I met my dad when I was already in college. I never knew my dad. I never met my dad. I never saw his face nang pinanganak ako. And the decisions that I made as a teenager is directly related. The wrong decisions, the wrong crowd that I get involved in, yung mga ginawa kong kalokohan is directly involved with my situation because I don't have a father who guides me. And at the age of 13, I was alcoholic. I taste parang, how will I say it, yung Colt 45 tsaka Red Horse pag pinaghalo mula sa Coke sa akin. That's how alcoholic I am. And there are just some nasty stuff that I don't want to say, guys, in front of you. But my point here is, because I grew up without a dad, there are some decisions that I made in my life that I regret now. But looking back, of course, God redeemed everything and my best years are ahead of me, not behind me. What I'm trying to say here is, you may never had a dad, a perfect dad, or maybe you had a great dad now. But my point here is, you have a father in heaven. You have a father in God. And all it takes for you is just to come to Him and say, God, you are my father. Ikaw yung tatay ko. And every single person in this place, you have to recognize that God is your father. A lot of people ask, ano ba yung will ni God? Ano ba yung will ni God? And maybe if I ask you, do you want to know the will of God? Maybe some of you, and majority of you will say, yes, I want to know the will of God. But listen, if you want to know the will of God, you got to be a son and a daughter of God. There's no way you will know the will of God if you are not His son or His daughter. Yes, there's a hole in your heart that says you want God to be Father, but you have to make a decision if really God will going to be your Father. Naalala niyo ba nung bata kayo, sobrang pag umaalis yung nanay niyo, nakaalis na ako. Parang, Nay, wag ka munang aalis, sama ako. Naalala niyo yun? Tapos, kunyari, iyaim yung nanay mo, Ma! Pwede ba tayo bumuntang Jollibee? Dali na, Jollibee, Jollibee na, Jollibee na, Jollibee. Naalala nyo ba yun? Nung ganun bata kayo? Tapos pag may bully sa school, sama mo yung tatay mo. O, ano kayo ngayon? Diba? You wanna hang out with your dad. You wanna hang out with your parents. Gustong-gusto mo yung presence nila. Pero nung lumaki ka na, nais mong maging malaya. Nagkaisip ka. ginagawa mo ba yun pag umaalis na yung nanay mo? Sabihin na nanay mo, Dad, alis na ako. Bye, ma. Tanungin mo pa, ma, anong oras ka uwi? 6 ng gabi. Pwede ba 10 ng gabi? Kasi darating yung mga kaibigan ko eh. Nakakaya naman pag dumating ka. Iba sa inyo, Hindi ikaw yan, ha? Wag kong, hindi kita pinapatamaan. Iba sa inyo, pupunta ang Jollibee. Pupunta kang Jollibee, ma. O sige, sa McDo ako. Pag may problema ka, hindi ka pupunta sa nanay, sa tatay mo, pupunta ka sa kaibigan mo. Ay, yung papayo sa'yo, nung kaibigan mo, wala. Bakit? Eh, parehas lang naman kayo eh. You're just in the same boat. Anong papayo nun? Eh, yung boat na sinasakyan mo, parehas na ng boat na sinasakyan niya. Do you follow this? There were moments in your life na gustong-gusto mo yung tatay mo, gustong-gusto mo yung nanay mo, feeling mo yung nanay mo yung pinakamagaling, yung tatay mo yung pinakamalakas, and you think lahat ng gusto mo at magiging masaya ka, makukuha mo sa tatay mo, sa nanay mo, until lumaki ka, naging high school ka, naging college ka, you were presented with different opportunities. Parties, friends, relationships. Parties, friends, relationship. Status. Parties, friends, relationship, and status. And then realize mo, grabe, old school pala ng nanay, tatay ko. Grabe, yung baduy pala nila. Grabe, I don't think my parents can understand me. And then you realize, you made a conclusion na I figured it out how I should live my life. Na-figure out ko kung paano ako magiging masaya sa buhay ko. And you tried all those parties, you tried all those relationships, you tried those, you know, different things. Because you realize, na-figure out mo na kung paano ka magiging masaya sa buhay, and you don't need any advice from your parents, any guidance from your parents, any word from your parents. In fact, ayaw mo makita yung nanay mo. Because you think, you already figure it out how I should live my life. Because you know better. My question, is your life any better today compared 5-10 years ago? Nung na-realize mo na you already figured out how you should live your life, nag-improve ba talaga yung buhay mo? Dati, sobrang close ka ng nanay mo, sobrang close ka ng tatay mo. Pero ngayon, ano? Just text na lang kayo, hindi pa kayo nagkikita. Yung ba'y sinasabi mong you know better? Yung grades mo, dati, ang tataas. Line of 8, line of 9 ngayon. Pwede nang pansibak ng kahoy, puro 7. Buti nga, pansibak ng kahoy. Yung iba, ahas. You get what I'm saying? Old school university na yun, ha? You get what I'm saying? Nag-improve ba yung buhay mo? Because you think you know better, pero anong sa grades mo? Yung lifestyle mo ngayon, nag-improve ba? Dati may curfew ka, dati umuwi ka na maaga, dati healthy ka ngayon. Anong tsura mo? Tanda ka pa sa tatay mo kasi panay bisyo mo, panay puyat mo. You get the point here? Dati sobrang close ka ng tatay at nanay mo, sobrang sanggan dikit kayo, and all of a sudden, nung you were presented with different opportunities, different quote-unquote fun, cool, all of a sudden, biglang ayaw mo na yung tatay at nanay mo, ayaw mo na yung, you have nothing, you don't wanna do anything that involves them. Sasabi mo, Pastor Dan, sobra ka naman. Hindi naman ganun. O sige, hindi ganun. Parang ganun lang. And you know, tataka kayo, dati sobrang close kayo, pero ba't biglang hindi na? You know why? Because we prioritize the fun things in this life over the relationships we have with our parents, especially with our dad or with our mom. But come to think of it, yung pinaprioritize mo na fun things, hindi naman talaga fun yun eh. Alam niyo kung bakit? Sige, party kayo, party kayo, party kayo. Eh, paano kung mag-isa ka lang? Masaya pa ba yun? Party ka, tugs, 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 tugs. Eh, isa ka lang. Hindi naman siya masaya. Tama? Hindi siya masaya. Tara, gimmick tayo, inom tayo. Ikaw lang mag-isa. Oh, sige, inom na natin. Oh, ayun pa. Oh, tatlo kayo kasi nakikita mo 'yung sarili mo, andito ka. Nagala. Oh, ayun pa, sige, langay. Masaya pa ba 'yon? Subukan mo mag-cut ng class, ikaw lang mag-isa. Masaya ba 'yon? Hindi masaya. Alam niyo kung bakit? Because every great things in this life, every fun things in this life, they're only fun because it is done in the context of relationship. Meron kang ka-share doon. So when you prioritize fun things in this world, you're not just enjoying the fun things, quote-unquote fun things. Ang ini-enjoy mo talaga, pinagpapalit mo yung relationship mo sa tatay at nanay mo sa relationship na ino-offer ng mundo. Listen, I have nothing against you having fun in this life. In fact, have a fun-filled life. Minsan ka lang magiging high school, minsan ka magiging college. But I plead with you, in your pursuit, in your effort to have a fun-filled life, do not trade your relationship with your parents, especially with your mom and your dad. I'm saying all of this because most of the time, ganito rin tayo kay God. Ganito rin tayo kay God. We enjoyed God's company. We pray to God. We ask God to bless us. We ask God to be with us. And all of a sudden, pag merong magagandang opportunity, quote-unquote magaganda, may ibang opportunity na nangyayari, all of a sudden, nalilimutan mo na. Nalilimutan mo na, ano? Anak ka ng Diyos. Nalilimutan mo na, nalilimutan mo may nanay ka, nalilimutan mo may nanay ka, anak ka pala ng isang pamilya. Nakakalimutan natin na meron tayong relationship. Pinagpapalit natin yung relationship natin kay God, pinagpapalit natin yung relationship natin sa mga nanay, tatay natin sa compare sa ino-offer ng mundo sa atin. Listen, you don't trade that. You don't trade that. Because at the end of the day, babalik ka pa rin sa tatay mo. Babalik ka rin sa Diyos mo. And I want to share to you Romans 8, starting from verse 12 to 14. Ano ba itong privilege? You know anong privilege natin? You are sons and daughters of God. You are sons and daughters of God. But you have to make a decision in your life tonight that if you really want to be a sons and daughters of God, kailangan meron kang gawing decision. How do we know if a person is a son or a daughter of God? Paano mo malalaman na isang tao ay anak ng Diyos? In Romans 8:12 to 14, I want to read it to you. Sabi rito, therefore, brothers, we have an obligation, but it is not of the simple nature to live according to it. Verse 13, for if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Verse 14, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Now take note, sons of God. Listen, hey, you are sons of God. Every one of us here are sons of God. If the Spirit lives in you. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if the Spirit lives in you. And the Bible says, meron kang obligasyon. Bilang anak ng Diyos, meron kang obligasyon. Ibig sabihin nun, your actions. Alright? The way you live, the way you conduct your life. Dapat, it supports kung anong kiniklaim mo. Kung sinasabi mo anak ka ng Diyos, dapat lumalabas yun sa ginagawa mo. Dapat the way you talk, the way you interact, the way you treat the opposite sex, the way you study, dapat lumalabas yun. Dapat sinasabi mo anak ka talaga ng Diyos. With your actions today, can you really say that you are the son of God? The way you think, the way you talk to people. Alam niyo, pag nakita niyo yung tatay ko, kung paano siya magsalita, at narinig niyo paano magsasalita, sabihin mo, anak ka ng tatay mo. Halos parehas kami magsalita eh. Question, yung kaklase mo, yung kapitbahay mo, yung kaibigan mo, yung nanay tatay mo, pag nakita ba nila yung buhay mo, sasabihin nila, anak nga ng Diyos to. Because, kung hindi ka anak ng Diyos, sino tatay mo? If you are not the son of God, sino tatay mo? Who's your daddy? I want to repeat that. If you are not the son of God, then who's your daddy? Tanungin mo yung sarili mo. Ask yourself. Let's continue in the verse. It says in verse 15, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship." There again, the spirit of sonship. "And by him we cry, Abba, Father." Di ba may consistency? You are a son and daughter of God if you have the spirit of sonship, if you have the spirit of God. And because you have the spirit of God, then you can call God Father, Daddy, Papa, Tatay, Tay, Dad. Question, anong spirit meron ka? Anong meron dyan sa puso mo? Anong meron dyan sa buhay mo? Sabi sa Bible, you did not receive a spirit of fear. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Alin nyo, ano yung fear? Fears are not from God. Ibig sabihin, kung meron kang fear sa puso mo, you're vulnerable to sin. You're vulnerable to commit, you know, acts that is not pleasing to God. Example, if you have the fear of commitment, you know what's gonna happen if you have a fear of commitment? You will just engage in a different relationship. And once you engage in a different relationship because you have a fear of commitment, you know what's gonna happen? You're just gonna do crazy stuff. You're gonna sin against God. Why? Because you have fear. If you have the fear of water, ayaw mo maligo. You're causing someone to be stumbled. Alam niyo kung bakit? Magmumuri ang katabi mo. Sabihin, ang baon itong katabi ko. Do you get this? Yung fear, hindi galing kay God yan. That's why binigyan ka ni God the spirit of sonship. So that you can have the power that is in Jesus Christ, that is in God, so that you can have the power to overcome fear. Kasi yun yung binibigyan niya sa'yo because that's the spirit of sonship. In verse 16 to 17, says here, "The Spirit Himself testifies that with our spirit that we are God's children." Again, the Spirit, we are God's children. Verse 17 says here, "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in His sufferings in order that we may also share in His glory." You know, have you seen the consistency? If you want to become sons and daughters of God, you got to have the Spirit of God in you. You can only have the Spirit of God if you have Jesus Christ living and ruling your life. If you are a son and a daughter of God, you know what the Bible says? You are an heir. Tagapagmana ka. And dahil tagapagmana ka, ibig sabihin, your future is already secure. Ibig sabihin, yung situation mo ngayon, yung pangalan ng tatay at nanay mo, yung laman ng bank account nyo, hindi yun yung mag-determine kung ano magiging future mo. Bakit? Kasi tagapagmana ka. You are an heir. The Bible says, God owns everything. If God owns everything and you are an heir of God, sino magmamana nun? Yung katabi mo. Sabihin mo, balato. Alam mo ba sabihin mo ang balato? Kasi kung hindi mo tatay ang Diyos, mangingi ka na lang ng balato. But if you are a son and daughter of God, ikaw yung magbabalato. Do you follow this? Now, after hearing this, ano ngayon? Ano ibig sabihin nito para sa akin? You know what? If you are here and you're saying you're a son and you are a daughter of God, and you're saying, okay, you're saying that God is my Father, my question is, lumalabas ba yun sa everyday life mo? Pag pumasok ba sa school, lumalabas ba yun? Pagkasama ba yung mga kaibigan mo, lumalabas ba yun? Are you making some controversies? Pag nasa party ka, inoperan ka ng beer, inoperan ka ng mga ganito, will you stand and say no? Because I have conviction, I love God, and you will just run. Or maybe order some iced tea. Make some controversies. Lumalabas ba yun? If everyone in your campus talks about, you know, you just do this, you just do that, sleep with that girl, sleep with that guy, and that's the norm, and you're here and you're saying, no, I'm going to stay pure and holy. I want to make some controversies because I love God, because God is my Father. Come on, let's give God praise. Tatay mo ba ang Diyos? Kung hindi mo tatay ang Diyos, sino tatay mo? Ask yourself. Nasa party ka, tumawag nanay mo. Sabi nanay mo, may curfew ka, umuwi ka na. Kinabukasan, pinag-usapan ka ng mga kaibigan mo, ang body mo, ang corny mo, sabi mo, you know what? I value my relationship with you, but my relationship with my parents is more valuable. That is making controversies. You know why I'm saying this? Because I want you to know, I want you to realize, I want you to ask yourself, anak ba talaga ako ng Diyos? Kasi kung anak talaga ako ng Diyos, ito yung lalabas sa buhay ko. At kung hindi lumalabas sa buhay mo to, ask yourself, sino tatay ko? Make some controversies. Kung meron kang fear of the future, fear of the unknown, fear of uncertainties, kung ano ba yung fear, fear of the spider, kahit ano pa yan, tandaan mo, hindi galing kay God yan. God already gave you the spirit of sonship. Ibig sabihin, meron kang power, kung ano meron si Jesus Christ, you can overcome that. At ibig sabihin nun, yung future mo secure, bakit? Tagapagmana ka. You don't have to fear the unknown, the uncertainties. You don't have to fear the bad news. You know why? Because you are a son and daughter of God. Kaya ka natatakot kung anong mangyayari sa future. Kaya ka natatakot kung anong mangyayari sa'yo in the coming days. Kaya ka natatakot. Kaya sobrang nag-aaral ka. Kaya ka natatakot. Kaya sobrang, alam mo yun, fearful ka. Alam mo kung bakit? Kasi hindi ka anak ng Diyos. Wala kang security sa puso mo. Pero kung anak ka ng Diyos, at alam mong anak ka ng Diyos, may confidence ka. Alam mo, secure yung future mo. And one day, I'm gonna arrive to my destiny. Because this is the promise of God for me. Because the God who promised that to me is my Father. Tatay ko yun. Maybe you're asking, eh Pastor Dan, gusto ko yung sinasabi mo. Gusto ko maging tatay si God, pero hindi mo alam kung ano nangyayari sa buhay ko. Hindi mo alam na ang dami kong kasalanan, ang dami kong ginagawa, ang dami kong maling ginawang desisyon, ang dami kong gustong gawin, pero puro mali na lang yan. Ang dumi-dumi ko, ang baho-baho ko. Kahit saan ako bumunta, parang feeling ko wala akong kwenta. You know what? When you decided to return to God, you know where you find God? Dito lang siya sa tabi mo. Sanitizer. Thank you, ah. See, God will wash all your sins. However you dirty you feel you are. Thank you, Bon. And you know what? Maybe you're here saying, Pastor Dan, hindi mo alam, sobrang hirap ang dinadaanan ko. There's so much bitterness in me. There's so much hatred in me. I don't think God will accept me as my Father. You know what's gonna happen? If you return to God and you say, give it to God, you know what's gonna happen? And you will look for God. You know where you find God? There's God. May tisyo pa. Bakit? He will share the burdens and the cares in your heartaches. Why? Because He is a Father. Pero Pastor Dan, hindi mo talaga ako naiintindihan. I felt like lahat na lang ang ginagawa ko, parang ang layo-layo ko na kay God. Parang hindi ko na alam, sobrang bilis na nangyari sa buhay ko. Pero alam nyo, when you decided to return to God, you know where you will find God? You know what? Listen. Whatever situation today, and no matter how bad you feel today, listen. When you return to God, God will say, nandito lang ako, anak. Lika dito. Lika, lika. Yakapin kita. Question. Is God your Father? Do you have the spirit of sonship in you? Is Jesus Christ the Lord and the Master of your life? You have to ask yourself. As I close, in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, this was the time God the Father recognized Jesus as his son. And this is what happened. It says here, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." This was the very first time that God recognized Jesus Christ as his Son. But if you look on verse 16, you know what took place? Let's go on to verse 16. The Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. The Spirit of God was upon Jesus. That's why God the Father recognized Jesus as his Son. Do you want to be called sons and daughters of God? The Bible says you need to receive the spirit of sonship. In Romans 8:15, let's just go back to that verse. Says here, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received a spirit of sonship." Sabihin, kailangan mong tanggapin to. And by him we cry, "Abba, Father." Abba, Father. As I close, this is just a simple message for all of us. Live as sons and daughters of God. Live as sons and daughters of God. Why? Because God is our Father.